perspective, what do you think y'all need to do to feel safe about getting a bid at this point with 3 games remaining? How many do you need?
Oh, you know, I think for us, it's really, I think we have like 12 days or so. We've got 3 games, 7 or 8 practices, and I think we have to maximize every day, whether that's at a game, practice, or an off day. And, you know, we've shown some improvement. We have to continue to improve, and we've got to clean up some things. I think we know that.
Where are you guys at right now, confidence-wise, and, you know, maybe all those intangibles that you talked about last night after all these losses?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see them today, see how they are today. But they're a unique group. Their confidence hasn't been visibly rattled, which is it's unique, I think. You know, I think they still come out and they're about the same every day. So I just have to make sure they're in a good spot and try to keep them in a good spot as we go down the stretch. There's still a lot of basketball that can be played. And so, we have to, I've said this, but we've got to continue to build on some positives and continue to work on some areas that we can correct. And, you know, they've got to feel confident that they can do that.
Is it a little puzzling to you that they're hard to read, given everything that's been going on here?
Well, it's not that they're hard to read. It's interesting that it doesn't seem to be an issue, their confidence. But obviously, you know, you get in a tight or close game, and I think that's when it could show itself. So we've got to make sure we're prepared for that ahead of time.
What's the biggest thing you've learned about this group over this 5-game stretch?
Well, you know, I've really gotten after them a couple times, and in both times just really challenged them to another level. And I think they responded in some ways, and that's good to see. Also, I think it might be hard to see. We've seen some growth in some areas. Just analyzing some data here recently, and obviously we haven't seen the improvement in our turnover numbers yet. So I think we just have to stay positive and just stay confident that it's going to come. We'll be able to find a way to be a better basketball team next time out.
I know you talk, people in general talk a lot about adversity kind of defining people. What about as people have you learned about this group over the past 5 games?
Well, I think, you know, obviously we've gone through adversity. We talked about that. And I think, you know, the last 2 games, we've shown some fight and some toughness down the stretch. Now, we weren't able to pull off a win, but we gave ourselves a chance because of that fight. And just that sense of urgency that we had, like, we just got to extend those minutes a little bit longer.
Kelly, you mentioned the turnovers, and they've been an issue all season. How difficult is it to break a habit like that at this late in the game?
Well, you know, we've been working on that, obviously. I think it's a challenge for this group, obviously. But it's not anything we're going to let slide. We just keep practicing, keep trying, you know. And I have to remind myself that, we're still young at times with our experience. And obviously, I still remind myself, we got Zay sitting over there. We probably would have helped with our depth, especially in the guard area when you're talking about turnovers. But, it's going to pay off. They're going to improve. They're going to get through it. We want it sooner rather than later. You never want to be talking about it this late in the season, but got to keep fighting.
A lot of your players went through this last year where the team was kind of on the bubble, and hearing about how this team's never missed the tournament. Is that something being a former player, is that something you kind of bring up, the program's distinction of having been in the tournament every year? Do they need that reminder, or how do you bring, or is that something that comes up?
I haven't talked to the team about that. I would think they probably don't need that reminder, and sometimes things are out of your control. At this point, we can't do anything about anything that's happened in the past, and all we can control is who we are today and how we're going to play these next 12 days.
Kelly, you were talking on your post-game show last night about, like, in the first half, you were kind of hoping they wished they'd been a little tougher and dealing with some of those things. Do you think there's a correlation between something like that and maybe the turnovers or things like that? Is there a mental toughness component to something like that?
I think so. I think with our turnovers, at times there's a physical component and a mental component both. And I think there are times that we get the ball knocked out of our hands. That's just not being strong and tough with the basketball. But also, you got to have some mental toughness going down the stretch. We've just now cut it to 6 points. we got to get a shot at. We cannot turn the ball over in this moment, and that's a mental toughness and mental awareness and understanding you got to play at another level.
Is that a like a focus thing? Maybe they're thinking ahead to what they're going to do down at the other end, and then they dribble it off somebody's floor.
You know, I don't know that I still think that's a maturity thing, to be honest with you. I think there's a maturity there that we're just not quite reached yet. And an experience that, you know, experienced player knows time and score, understands we have to get a shot right here. And sometimes I don't think we're locked in into that moment and understanding how every single possession throughout the game is critical in understanding those moments. I still think we've got an area of growth there.
Are there some things you can still, maybe some tricks you can still try defensively? I know you extended a little bit last night and were trapping. I mean, are there some things you can do there too, maybe to help or not?
You know, I think there are some things that we can do to help. I do maybe help us play at a different pace or a different tempo, maybe a different alertness. I probably have more things in defensively now with this group than I typically have with the group. You know, sometimes it's because we're grasping, we're trying to find something. There's still a few things out there, and we've just got to decide what this team can handle in terms of more info.
Just the stretch, four ranked teams in the last five games, how do you think it can help prepare you for the rest of the season now?
You know, this was a really tough stretch. We knew it was going to be a tough stretch, and you picked up the schedule, you knew what this was going to be, and, you know, if I had this designed, it would have been earlier in the season so that we could get through it, learn from it, and move on. But it comes at a late time, and it is what it is. It's the SEC. You've got to get through it. And, you know, what we'll do is try to find where did we have growth in those five games? Did we have growth in those five games? What areas do we still need to grow and improve in? And again, just really focus on that.
Three games left in the regular season, that first one coming up Sunday against Vanderbilt. What have you seen from them since you played them in Nashville a few months ago?
Well, I think the first thing is it was a close game. This was not a blowout. This is not a team that's going to give it to you. You've got to play well. We have to play well. And we have to be very motivated. And you know, I think it's going to be really important that we go into this game with a great mindset, you know, that we're going to have to work for this. Vanderbilt has, they're young too. They have some youth and they've got some really talented players that you can see what they can do, but also see a little bit of inconsistency because of their youth, as we see at times with our players. So, you know, I think they are, they've got a player that's doing a great job defensively and making plays, getting steals. They've got a great score with their freshmen. They've got an inside presence and good ball handlers. So I think it's a dangerous team despite what their record says.
Why have y'all been as good as you've been in terms of winning the games that people from the outside would think you're supposed to win? But, I mean, you don't really have any bad, so-called bad losses.
Right. You know, I think for us, we've been relatively consistent most not out. We've not had a lot of games where, you know, we just didn't show up or we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We haven't overlooked a lot of our opponents. You know, may not have played great, but we're good enough, and I think our team is. I respect that, you know, because I think sometimes that's hard to do. You know, sometimes it's easy to show up for the big games and play hard, but you know, to do it every single night against every opponent, I think it's hard. So, you know, hopefully we can continue that trend.
You talk about growth. Ray has. You take out the LSU game, and she's averaging like 19, 20 points a start this season. And then she had 15 in the fourth quarter. What was that fourth quarter kind of like an encapsulation of who she is as a player?
Well, I think Ray, there are certain situations she's going to thrive in. That fourth quarter was one of them. When she gets to play free, she's playing downhill, being very aggressive, getting herself to the free throw line and getting some easy shots. She knocked down some open jumpers as well. Again, she plays a lot of energy and, you know, we were at that moment playing with a sense of urgency that maybe we hadn't played with the whole game. And I think she fits into that really well.